This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India has stressed to have a permanent solution to border demarcation with China by rejuvenating the established mechanism and called for bridging the trust deficit created between the two nations after the 2020 border standoff. New Delhi also underlined the need for maintaining peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border and solving issues through a structured roadmap of permanent engagement and de-escalation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Tung Chiun, on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation SCO Defence Ministers meeting in China. India has held discussion with Russia over the supply of S-400 systems, Su-30 MKI upgrades and procurement of critical military hardware in expeditious timeframes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in Qingdao on the sidelines of the SCO Defence Ministers meeting. The two ministers held in-depth discussions on a range of issues covering current geopolitical situations, cross-border terrorism and Indo-Russian defence cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India has not signed the joint document at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defence Ministers meeting in China, as one country did not want to make a reference to terrorism. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the SCO was formed with the objective of fighting terrorism. He said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh clearly said that if there is no mention of terrorism in the joint document, India will not sign it.
Rajnath Ji's view rightly was that without that reference, when the main purpose of that organization is to fight terrorism and you are not allowing a reference to that, I am not prepared to. So I think it is very understandable and sarv sahmati se SCO chalta. To ek desh ne jo hai, unhone kaha ki hum nahi manenge ki atankwad ka kahin jikar hona. Aur Rajnath Ji ne kaha ki agar atankwad ka koi isme jikar nahi hai, to hum log jo hai wo statement nahi maan.
The world famous annual Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra began in Puri today. The holy town of Puri is witnessing an overwhelming spiritual spectacle. As the Yatra began with grandeur and devotion, lakhs of devotees from across India and abroad have gathered to participate in the sacred event. In this sacred procession, the deities were escorted from the Sanctum Sanctorum of the Jagannath Temple to their majestic chariots by dedicated priests. The ceremonial Pahandi Vijay, the ritual procession of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra, was conducted with traditional fervour this morning. In Jammu and Kashmir, the search operation of security forces has resumed to track down three Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists this morning in a forested area of Udhampur district. A terrorist was killed in an encounter with security forces yesterday, while three of his associates remained entrapped in the forested area of the Basantgarh belt. Despite bad weather and dense fog in the entire area, the search operation is still on using helicopter, drones and sniffer dogs. The terrorists were confronted by a joint search party of the army and police in the remote Bihali area of Basantgarh yesterday. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast monsoon to cover the entire country in the next 2 to 3 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Naresh Kumar said heavy to very heavy rainfall is predicted over western parts of the country today.
The monsoon covers entire country during next 2 to 3 days. And along with that, there is a moderate to heavy rainfall occurring over most part of northwest and east India. And if you talk about NCR Delhi, today we are expecting there should be light rainfall. Rainfall activity should increase light to moderate from tomorrow 28th onward, and it will continue till 30th.
The International Cricket Council has announced new power play rules for shortened T20 matches and clearly defined the number of overs allowed up front with restricted field in its new playing conditions for the shortest format. The new rules will be effective from next month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.